You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And we are off and running here on a Thursday in beautiful Brevard County. My name is Bob Arthurs, and you are tuned into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Let me start off today by saying thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. For almost 50 years, Wyrick Air has been providing professional sales, services, and repairs for air conditioning issues, heating challenges, and electrical problems. They work in residential settings, commercial, light commercial settings. They even provide emergency service when necessary. They work on traditional condensing units and air handlers. They work on mobile home units or package units, as they're called. I know that they've worked on many split systems. They have done just a wide array of problems. They've done a lot of electrical work for me, mainly on exterior security lights, and we've been blessed by their experience and knowledge in those areas to the point where the we don't have to call. They helped us to upgrade the system to where all we got to do is change a bulb. We don't have to call them out for a major fixture replacement like we were having to do before. So they helped us not need them as much as possible. That's the type of people they are. They love Jesus. They are faithful to the kingdom. Wyrick Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H. In Rockledge, Florida, they will strive to provide you the best service possible at an affordable price. And you need to write this number down before you need them. It's 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. I don't know if you are like me where you say, I might need something, and you put it someplace where you won't forget where it's at, and then you need it, and you go looking for it, and you put it in such a safe place that you can't find it. Add that phone number to your smartphone, 321-632-9538. When you talk to them, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that would be a blessing. Now, next week is the spring offering fundraiser. There are two fundraisers for WMIE twice a year, one in the spring, one in the fall. Last year, a hurricane got in the way of the fall offering and presented some challenges there. And so I'm asking the listeners of the Refresh radio program to pray and ask God if he would have you to make a donation to WMIE. You can either make it on a monthly basis, a one-time basis. You can give weekly, I suppose, if you wanted to. But their phone number is 321-632-1000, 321-632-1000. And if you would be so kind as to facilitate the continuing of Bible teaching here in Brevard County, crossing the airwaves, touching the entire county with the gospel of Jesus Christ, we would be most appreciative. Merit Assembly of God pays for the time, the airtime on the program, but what the spring offering does is it helps replace equipment that gets struck by lightning and things like that, some of which happened during the storms last year. So there was some equipment that had just been replaced, and then it got replaced again. So the need is a recurring theme. It is kind of it hits at some of the least opportune times, and when those happen, we need to have the funds in place, or they need to have the funds in place. I don't own the radio station or anything. They need to have the funds in place to get the programs back up on the air as quickly as possible. So if you would consider joining in the ministry of WMIE, that would be greatly appreciated. Just whenever you call, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. That's one of the ways that we have of getting feedback from you. We are going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse number 15 today. Verse number 15 says, I urge you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that you also submit to such and to everyone who works and labors with us. I am glad about the coming of Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus, for what was lacking on your part they supplied, for they refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge such men. So yesterday's program, we were talking about that the people of Corinth were urged to submit to devoted men and women and households like that of Stephanas, who had devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints. They were to place themselves under the authority and the orders of those like him and his household, and to everyone who works together in a synergistic way and labors with us or works hard with us. And I wanted to throw one more in there, and it said, worked to the point of weariness. Worked to the point of weariness. If you're here and you have been giving God your best, I want to remind you, there was a song a long, long time ago. Twyla Paris sang this song, and it talked about the warrior as a child, and it talked about people who gave their best, and yet sometimes they still found themselves wounded. They found themselves fatigued. And I want you to understand that when you have given your all, Jesus would call the disciples alone with him to be by himself, or to be with him by themselves. He knows your limitations. He knows that while he's omnipotent, you and I are not. And you know, even when Jesus called the disciples away, the crowds followed them, and Jesus empowered them to be able to minister even in those sorts of circumstances. Don't forget to take care of yourself. Now, there is a danger when I say that, because we live in a time frame where people are so self-centered that they don't get beyond any of the thoughts about anything other than taking care of themselves. There are people who have been so fearful over the past few years about the pandemic that was going around that they forgot to live. They existed, but they forgot to live, to thrive, and to give their very best. So, if you have worked yourself to the point where you are exhausted, I've got this picture going in my head right now of a guy who was running a marathon was winning the marathon, had given his all for the marathon, and right before he crossed the finish line, all of a sudden his body was just saying, "I'm done." And he collapsed before the finish line. And another runner came up, didn't pass him, picked him up, and helped him to cross the finish line ahead of him. He said, I'm not going to leave you behind. God never calls us to function out of our own strength. He calls us to function out of God's omnipotence. And so make sure that you remember the omnipotence of the Almighty that is available whenever we are doing the work of the ministry. Okay? If you get tired, rest. So that when you get up, you will be equipped and strengthened to give it your all once again. Remember a story about a lumberjack who went out, and the first day he chopped down more trees than had ever been chopped down before. And the next day, you know, that everybody was saying, "Wow, you had a really good day yesterday." And he said, "Man, yesterday was a good day, but you hadn't seen nothing yet. Now I know a little more than I did yesterday." And he chopped down fewer trees. And the next day he went out there and he said, "I'm going to work harder today because I got to get back up to where I was." And he chopped down even fewer trees. And finally, an old lumberjack came along and said, "Son, how long has it been since you sharpened your axe?" The rest that we have is designed for us to be strengthened, but also to be refined to the point that we have a very effective impact on our society because of the time we spend with Jesus. Verse number 17, Paul writes, and he said, "I am glad about the coming of," look at this name, "Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus." In other words, this household of Stephanas that was devoted to the ministry of the saints heard about a need that was going on in Paul's life, and he went and recruited a couple of people that he knew, and he said, "We need to go and minister to the minister that brought us the gospel. We need to go take care of Paul. We need to go take care of Paul." And he said, "When they came, I was glad." When they came, I was glad. There is a celebration, a level of rejoicing that should take place when we see one another. Paul, if you look here, Paul had a need, and he needed not only a tangible blessing, he needed a spiritual blessing, and those needs were met by these people who were devoted to the ministry of the saints. So Stephanas did not just have a reputation, he had an action plan. He had an action plan. And so when he heard about the need, he said, "We're able to take care of that." And so Paul began to rejoice. It says that when those three men showed up, Paul writes, "For what was lacking on your part, they supplied." For what was lacking on your part, they supplied. That means that the Corinthians were supposed to be helping, probably in a funding capacity. It might have been in a manpower capacity. And there was a lack of follow through or insufficient resources, whatever it might have been, and the church wasn't able to fulfill what was being expected of them corporately, but three guys showed up and said, everything that's lacking, we are going to supply that. A lot of times we talk about Jehovah Jireh, that God is our provider, and he is. But I can tell you this, there is also the biblical principle of give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And so there is a devotion that manifests itself not only in the ministry of the saints, but there's also a devotion that comes to giving, to the point to make sure that everything that is needed is supplied. When we first came to Merit Assembly of God, we'd been there probably about 6 or 7 weeks, and I walked out the door, the last door that I had locked up on a Sunday morning, and I prayed this prayer. God, I feel like I have been thrust into the cockpit of a plane that is in a nosedive, and I don't know how to correct this situation. God, if you don't intervene, this is going to crash and burn. Now, I will tell you, when you pray to God, and it may just be blunt honesty, the way that prayer was, that when you pray and you've uttered those words, don't just assume that the prayer is over when you say amen. Position yourself to listen. And so the response that I got was not the response that I wanted to hear. The response from God was, I need you to repair my house. And when you repair the house, then I'll bring the people in. And so there were only two things that we lacked. You could maybe even say three things that we lacked in order to make that a reality. First of all, we did not have the funds to be able to purchase the materials or the laborers or any of that sort of stuff. The second thing that we didn't have were the personnel to be able to do the work, and we didn't have people with the expertise to do the work. Outside of that, we had everything that we needed. It wasn't too long after that I had a missionary friend. When he showed up, we had never met. But he came and he saw the condition of our church, and he said, Pastor, would it be okay with you if I came over and helped you with your building one day? And I said, no, I would be pleased. I would be thrilled. And he did. We had a hot water tank that went out in February. And in case you don't know it, even though we're Florida, water is a lot colder in February. You suddenly discover how important having a hot water tank is. We had a pastor that said, I've got a young man. He is willing to come over and help you with your youth ministry. And so we had to make some adjustments there. What happened there were a number of people that came and said, there's a lack here, and I may not be able to supply everything, but I can supply something. And someone else said, I can supply something else. And it took us a long time before we were able to get all of the renovations done during during 2020. We updated the very last of the rooms that had never been touched, with the exception of having a carpet done. And so we said, there were people said, why are we doing this? And then after we did that, they said, wow, that's why we did that. And we had some guests that showed up here that had not been to the church since, I don't think it was, it might've been 20, I think it was 2019. And so they hadn't seen it. And they came in and they said, did you do something different? And I said, yes, we renovated the facility. And they said, Pastor, it makes the whole room look bigger. And they were very complimentary. Well, I tell you that to tell you this. I'm expecting that now God is going to supply the laborers that we need to be able to touch this community. The needs we had back then, the things that we were lacking 30 years ago, we no longer lack, but there are some things that we need at this point in time. And the question is it going to be the church at Corinth, or is it going to be an individual, or is it going to be a group of individuals that God speaks to someone's heart and say, now is that there's a need that I can do something about, and the kingdom of God wants us to do something about, and it's going to be a blessing and an enhanced ministry across the region. John Maxwell tells a story. They'd set a goal and they got there, and on that particular day, and they were like one person away, and he went out and he said, I'm not coming back until I find at least one more person. And he found two people, and he said, now which one of you wants to be a hero today and help this church to achieve this goal? And all three of them walked in at the same time. The kingdom of God is about devotion, not only to ministry, but also devotion to meeting needs. And here's what Paul said. They supplied what was lacking on your part, for they refreshed my spirit and yours. They refreshed my spirit and yours. Now, if you go all the way back 9.5 years ago, you're going to find that that's one of the verses that led to this program being called the Refresh Radio Program. Today, you may have a need in your life that's not financial. It may be informational. You may need a relational refreshing. You may need to renew your devotion to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may need to renew your devotion to a local church. There may be something that you need in your life. Today, I want you to know that God is not only God, he is the all-sufficient one. He is sufficient all by himself. And so if you have lack, and God surrounds you with people, then I want you to understand that one of the purposes of that need being met and that supply being provided is for you to be refreshed in your spirit. Okay. We do not need more burned out Christians. We do need Christians who are devoted to ministry. We do need Christians who are devoted to faithfulness. We do need Christians that are devoted to meeting the needs that arise. And we need people who will refresh others spiritually. don't put your spirit, your spiritual health on the bottom of your to-do list. Put it at the top of your to-do list. I remember watching a video of, I may not get her name right, Chandra Pierce. And she was talking about how she had a producer that said, "You're very funny, and we want to help you with some of your comedy specials." And so this person wasn't a believer, and so he was very curious, and they took a road trip, and he asked some questions, some interesting questions, some provoking questions. And finally she said, can I take you, would you be interested in going on a missions trip with us? And so once a year she would take a missions trip, and then every day there was a devotion. And, one of the funniest lines that I saw in that video was, he said, "Wow, y'all pray a lot. You all pray over every meal." He said, why do you pray over every meal? And she said, "Let me ask you a question." He said, "Okay." She said, what are you eating right now?" And he said, "I don't know." And she said, "And that's why we pray over every meal." And so he went on, and they asked people to give a devotion, and it finally came to the end of the week, and he spoke up, and he said, "You know, everybody else has got to speak up and share a devotion. Could I share something with you?" And she said, "Yes, go ahead." He said, "I'm surrounded by some of the most successful people in the entertainment business. People who've got more money and more toys and more possessions than you can imagine. And those people are some of the most miserable people that you will ever encounter." He said, "On this trip, I've been here, and we are ministering to people who have insufficient everything, and yet they have a joy that is much more valuable than any of the possessions that Hollywood has to offer." I don't know where you're at. You might think that you don't have any needs. But have you considered your spiritual condition? Are you okay with Jesus? Not because you think you're okay, but because Jesus says you're okay. Or today you might not have the physical things. You might have a food, clothing, or shelter issue, and you need Jesus to help you. I want you to know God's blessed us with a wonderful Christian community here in Brevard County to meet the needs so that we can all be refreshed. Acknowledge those type of people. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Who are we that you would be mindful of us? What do you see that's worth